What Christmas songs do you like to listen to? It's another day, I'm another John, and this is Another Note. Today's edition of Another Note is titled, Because God Spoke. Our scripture reference today is Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. As always, may the Lord add a blessing to the reading and hearing of His holy word. Long ago, God spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets. But in these last days, He has spoken to us by a Son, whom He appointed heir of all things, through whom He also created the worlds. He is the reflection of God's glory and the exact imprint of God's very being, and He sustains all things by His powerful word. When He had made purification for sins, He sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name He has inherited is more excellent than theirs. This is the word of our Lord. Thanks be to God. The author of Hebrews saturates his brief introduction with scriptural imagery. He will continue that throughout his sermon, and our assumption is those who first heard this letter were experiencing persecution. They may have even decided to turn from a trust in Jesus. As such, it's all the more important for the writer to begin with Jesus. From that introduction, we can draw references to Genesis 1. Of course, all the words of the prophets are brought to mind as well. Jesus, too, spoke of last days. Paul spoke of us as joint heirs with Christ. John 1 says, without the word, nothing was made that has been made. When Hebrews speaks of Jesus as a reflection, that brings to mind Colossians 1. Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. Two verses later, Colossians also says Jesus holds all things together. And Jesus said He would sit at God's right hand. Those reminders and their associated promises jumpstart Hebrews. And notice, too, the spark that ignites them all. God spoke. Because God spoke, we have heard what is important to God. Because God spoke, we see a glimpse of the world as God sees it. Because God spoke, we have Jesus. What Hebrews will ask of its listeners is to listen again to Jesus. The writer will say, we must pay much closer attention to what we have heard. And be careful and don't refuse to listen when God speaks. We're only days away from the beginning of the Christmas season. It's a wonderful time to hear the reminder to listen to Jesus. We'll hear the familiar Christmas story soon, but will we listen to what it speaks to our hearts? Will we listen to its challenges? Listen, because through the incarnation, Jesus is still speaking. Stay blessed. Now, before you go, let me make sure you know I love you and you are a blessing to me. Thanks for listening to Another Note. I hope it helps you live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Let me know if I can pray with you, and help us reach others by sharing today's devotional or leaving a review wherever you listen as a podcast. And finally, make sure to check out the website at anotherjohn.com. God be with you.